Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, and welcome to the Jewel Network Science Broadcast Frequency. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming science, knowledge, and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolutionary planetary society on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to broadcasting the science of life and the science of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you'll be enabled to extract the very best the current 21st century has to offer. You are listening to Deborah's Healing Kitchen with your host, author, speaker, and Miss Culinary Expert with Dr. Jewel Pookum's EQ Medicine Professional Alliance, Miss Deborah Peak Haynes.
Hello, welcome to Deborah's Healing Kitchen. This is Deborah Peak Haynes, and I welcome you to the show today. We have a fabulous guest that is going to share information that I believe will be very insightful and helpful to you. As you know, I try to bring a very holistic view to health and wellness, and so this wonderful woman, Ann Kojan, who is a fabulous massage therapist, will bring us information about lymphatic massage. If you're not familiar with it, you've got to hear what Ann has to share with us. But first, Ann, thank you for coming to the show today, and I just really want you to give a little introduction about you and what you do. But before you do that, could you just share a little bit about how you were raised? I was so interested in how you were raised in a very holistic type of environment. So, Ann, thank you so much for coming to the show today. So please give us your introduction.
Okay, well, thank you so much for inviting me, Deborah. It's always a delight to talk to you, and we have such interesting conversations.
Yes.
Yes. And so, I got into this because of my parents. My parents were both holistic healers. Just briefly, they served in World War II, and after they came out of that, they went on to get more and more into healthcare things, and they moved to the country and created practice that was a clinic in a small college, and it taught massage and mechanotherapy, and that was in the 1940s, so that was kind of ahead of their time.
Right.
Nowadays, you would look at this, what they were doing then, as like a wellness center, just totally holistic sort of things that they did. And every now and then, in the summertime, I had to be like the front desk person. And so I got to see a lot of people come and go. People would come in wobbling and moaning, and after having some sessions with my folks, would leave improved. So that always impressed me. And as life goes, I've done a lot of stuff, and now I'm back come full circle and doing this kind of healing work with people.
Wonderful. Well, Ann, did you ever practice just, and I don't want to, there's nothing typical about massage, but did you practice the other types of massage, shiatsu and deep tissue? Did you do that before you started to specialize in lymphatic massage?
No, I actually, when this, I have had a girlfriend who got the kind of machines that she and I both have, the same kind of lymphatic machine. And she went to her training and came back and said, let me use you for a guinea pig. And I did that with her one day. And I'd been having one of those head colds that just won't go away. And after she got done with me, she said, well, that's enough. And I got up, and everything drained out of my head after using this machine on me for, you know, an hour and a half. And my ears popped, and I was like, whoa, where do I sign up to do this? So I had my growing up in the environment that I'd grown up, I'd already been to massage school by the time I was 10 years old because I would sit in on my dad's classes. So I went to school to get my license, and specifically for the reason of using the machine and my holistic knowledge to work on people. Like, you kind of have to follow the rules, you know, you have to get your degree.
Right. No, and I mean, I think that's great. So you actually started with what you've been doing and why I saw you in the first place. So
yes.
I think, okay, well, good. I mean, I think that's very interesting because a lot of times people start at a very different place and then end up somewhere else. But if you could tell a little bit about some of the benefits of the type of massage that you practice, and please explain it. I don't want to say the wrong name of the massage, so please explain it first to us.
Okay, well, what I do is I call myself a lymphatic drainage technician or a lymphatic drainage specialist, because that is where my that's where the practice has its roots. That's the basis of the practice, is the lymphatic drainage. And I have a machine that helps me with this, and so I use my machine. I use other coaching things to help people. Pretty much heal your. I'm really big on giving people tools to heal themselves. The lymphatic machine is very, very helpful, but my clients, I call them into accountability and responsibility for their own healing also. So we do other things too. We talk about beliefs. We talk about emotion things. We talk about how we language body chemistry and the importance of that. And it's all real basic stuff. If the body is full of trash, it's backed up, and it can't flow, and where that happens, then there's stagnation. And where there's stagnation, then stuff starts to just get stuck, and there's pain, and then pretty soon here comes a diagnosis that you don't like. All of that is, I approach it as it's all things that we can handle, things that we can do, things for ourselves that are going to make our lives healthy and happy.
Right. And I was really interested in some of your testimonies of people that came to you in a very bad state. And once they gave themselves up to, okay, I really want to be healed, you were able to help them. Can you just, you know, and I know you can't share any personal information, but just in general, the types of testimonies that have come through your doors would be helpful.
I have had all sorts of people come in to see me, all ages, like children that are, you know, 5, 6 years old with food allergies, and octogenarians that, you know, that I've got this catch in my back that, you know, just won't go away, or people that have had that have arthritis. I had one gal come in, and she was from out of state, and her daughter was one of my clients. And the daughter said, hey, I want my mom to experience your healing. She's got arthritis, and we just haven't been able to find anything to give her some relief. So I worked on her just once a week for a month, and you know, gave her some hints about what she can be doing for herself. And at first she was very resistant, and she was negative. And I'd be trying to kind of give her information to help her, to help herself. And she would just be negative and a downer. And it was, that was the first session, and it was pretty tough. So I work intuitively, and I asked God to help me figure out something for this lady. And so I got a vision of going out in my garden and taking some dirt out of the garden and put it in her on the treatment table before she came, underneath the sheets, and said, okay, you know, ground her and give her something better to think about. And she came in, and her mood suddenly changed, and she got on the table. She fell sound asleep, and then after that, our sessions went beautifully, and
she never knew what happened to her, right?
She never knew what hit her, and it was just delightful. And at the end, we had made really good progress in her. She was able to move her hands better, and she said, well, I think it's just the humidity here in Dallas that's helping me, you know, and that's okay.
Right, right. Whatever works, right?
Exactly. I had a lady who had the huge endemic legs. She hadn't seen her feet for years, and we began work. I didn't know if I could possibly make a dent in her, but sure enough, she was making wonderful, wonderful progress. And I said, you know, you're going to start being able to go to the grocery store on your own now, and you're going to, you know, going to be able to drive yourself around. We keep working here. And she went away and never came back, even though we were making great progress. But that's all part of how do we heal or do we not heal. It's part of a choice.
Right.
I've had a dancer came in, and his body was in really good shape, except he had terrible gallbladder problems. Now, because his body was in such good shape and he was about eating healthy and everything, what I was able to accomplish with the machine that uses sound technology, light technology, negative ionic force fields, things that just can help make the body hum again. He only came to see me a couple of times because his body responded so well. Mm. And there's just a lot that goes into the healing. Everybody's different. But I've never had anybody come in that didn't leave, even if they didn't come to see me regularly, that everyone has felt a positive change, and they can't always put their finger on it.
Right. Oh, well, I think that's wonderful. And to your point about being willing to do what it takes to heal, and unfortunately the woman you mentioned, I know people like that. They are so stuck in that mindset of being the way they are. It really scares them to think, I can actually be free from this. And so,
exactly.
So tragic.
It is, you know, some people have been sick for so long that is, you know, part of their identity is their illness. And I was pretty ill myself for a while, so I can understand that when I started to get better, it was a little scary. And I thought, who am I? Who am I now, and what is the world going to require of me? But I wanted to, you know, fortunately, I wanted to push on, and, you know, it turns out great.
Right. Yeah, it is kind of scary when you're free of whatever has been holding you down, you know, mentally or physically. So,
it's like, now what? What next?
Right. And then you said something about, you know, what do you have to do now? Like, what will the world have for you to do now? Because now that you're in this different state, that is very scary. But at the same time, that's what life is moving forward. So I'm glad that you raised that, because there's a lot of people that are really, really stuck on where they are and don't believe, I deserve better.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I think that is just fabulous.
And so everyone can have better. Yeah, and the nice thing is that we can have better. Just try looking at getting yourself, you know, I try to encourage people to look at it more as an adventure and not the scary unknown. It's, you know, make your, one lady said, well, I just kind of make myself like into my own science project, you know, with her little experiments that she does on herself with what she eats and what she thinks about. And
I love that approach.
Yeah, yeah, it was. It's good. And she's having more fun.
I'm going to start using that. Yeah. I'm going to start using that. I am a science project, you know.
Yeah, I am on my own science project.
So can you shed a little bit of light on just massage in general and, you know, the types of massages that people use for healing?
Yeah, there are a lot of techniques out there, and they all have something to offer. With mine, and there's lots of different other sorts of, you know, things that people are encouraged to do. And some of it is really good stuff, but there's the right time for everything. Mm-hmm. And it depends on the person. So much of the healing process depends on the person, who they are, what they believe in, and kind of the order that you do things in. For instance, some of the like hot rock, you know, really hot rock yoga or those boot camps or something. People that are have a lot of trash stuck in their body because of whatever life. Living life, just breathing the air, you know, challenges our bodies, and if it can just build up and cause blockages. And so, if you've got a bunch of trash in your body and things are hurting, and you know you've got all this boggy weight on you, it's not a good idea to do something like join at one of those boot camp things. That is going to just add to the problem.
That's stressful. Is it more of a stressful situation to your body?
It is. It's very stressful for the body, and it increases the problem. You know, you're not flowing right, and then you add all this strain and stress, and you burn a bunch of calories, and you have, you know, leg cramps all night long. Well, yeah, it's because you've now increased the load of stress onto the body. So, you know, when you're starting off, and whether you're feeling like you're in pretty good shape and you just want to do preventative stuff, or if you're in kind of bad shape and have been kind of ignoring your body and the hints that it's given you, I always encourage people to just start off gentle. For instance, like with eating. Just add a salad, add a green salad. You know, you don't have to take everything away and deprive yourself. Just start like that. And same thing with exercise. Just start exercising easily. And so different sorts of massage stuff. Some people go for deep tissue massage because their bodies hurt. But that is really one of the positive things you can have when your body is hurting, because it's going to, again, it's going to add to the pain. It's going to try to push fluids and stuff around that aren't ready to go because they're stuck in the lymphatic system. So, you know, I think everything in moderation. There's lots of different things out there. There's the manual lymphatic drainage. I do the machine-assisted lymphatic drainage, but there's manual lymphatic drainage, and it's a good thing. I'm not here to say, you know, any of it is, you know, not worth it, because it's, like I said, it's all got its place. Manual lymphatic drainage is great up to a point. It can move, those technicians, man, they can move fluid out of the body as long as it's not fluid and trash that's kind of clumped together. When it's kind of clumped together like that, it can't fit into the lymphatic vessels and go away.
So excuse me, to your point about starting off easy, so what are the types of massagers you think is good if you're trying to, you know, release or cleanse and relax? without trauma.
Yeah. You know, an effleurage massage, you know, and the effleurage is just very easy, long strokes. Just easy, long strokes over the body, always headed towards the head and neck, which is where the traditional final cleansing through the liver and kidneys. So you just want to, something like that, you know, if you go someplace and have like some nice warm, you know, it depends. Heat depends on exactly what, you know, you've got going on. If you're really, really got a lot of edema going on, you don't want to put a bunch of expose your body to a lot of heat. But for most people, it's, you know, nice, long, relaxing strokes. Towards,
is that shiatsu? Is that what, Swedish?
I guess you would call it, it's a true Swedish. A true Swedish massage is all long, gentle, quiet, easy stuff. But some people just add other things together, which is fine.
Uh-huh.
Once you get going and get things opened up, it's
mm-hmm.
You know, kind of nice to have somebody walking on the back.
Mm-hmm. Right. And what about aromatherapy? Is that a good time to use aromatherapy?
Oh, I love aromatherapy. I think any time's a good time to use aromatherapy.
Right.
It can help shift emotional stuff. It can
uh-huh.
help shift physical stuff. You know, if you have the right, you can use just single oils. You know, just do a little research on your own and look up the characteristics of different oils, and it'll speak to you. If you're reading, maybe you're reading and you read about frankincense and you've never used frankincense before, and you go, oh, it's for people who give away their power. Oh, I think I kind of have done that. I think I'll go get some and try it.
Right.
And you know, you can play around with it like that, one oil at a time.
That's a great idea.
It is. Yeah. If you can go to like a store, a health food store or something that maybe carries a variety of oils, and there are many oils. I've got over 100 different essential oils in my little armory. But if you go someplace where they're selling them and they've got, you know, a couple dozen or whatever up there, you can just kind of just look at them and read what it is about each one is their main characteristic, and you'll go, ooh, that sounds good to me. And then
mm-hmm.
take it home and work with it. And
mm-hmm.
There's some good websites out there. There's some that are, you know, that are just so-so. But there's some good websites out there that will help you to, help you to learn how to play with them. And I'm going to plug myself here. I a lot of blends for people, customized blend, aromatherapy blends for people for specific stuff. So you can
mm-hmm.
go to somebody that's had certification, or you can just, it's okay to play around with it yourself.
So that goes back to the intuition of your body letting you know what
mm-hmm.
it needs. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
As far as me knowing, or as far as every individual?
You were saying that a lot of times if you just look at something or read about it, you might say,
mm-hmm.
oh, I want to try that. Because
yeah.
maybe if you would allow your intuition to kind of draw you to what you really need.
Exactly, because your intuition is your soul talking to you.
Right.
And, you know, our higher self only wants what is in our best interest for us. So you start listening to yourself, and you know what gives you that little special, you know, excited feeling that, you know, you read something and you go, oh, that really resonates with me. I, you know, listen to that,
mm-hmm.
and that's part of us learning how to heal ourselves, is to listen to what our body is telling us.
Now, so when you do this for yourself, do you have to get someone else to do the massage for you, or you know how to use a machine on yourself?
Oh, I go to, well, I can use the machine on myself. You know, it's a little hard to reach some places around my, you know, on my back sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But I
mm-hmm.
use the machine on myself, and I get pretty good results. There's something about the electrical grounding of it that it's not quite as effective when the person is who's holding the wands
mm-hmm.
is working on themselves. So I just kind of turn up the frequency till I know that it's working for me. And also,
mm-hmm.
I go to see, for instance, I go to see a Bowen therapy therapist.
And what is that?
I don't really,
for lazy.
It's a form of massage that I believe was developed in Australia. And it's a real interesting massage / body work. It's very gentle, and the therapist will kind of just work on certain parts of the body and kind of it's almost like strumming the strings of a guitar or something. And if your muscles
mm-hmm.
are tight, and she'll just go bring, kind of how it feels, and then she'll say, okay, I'm going to step out of the room now, and she'll step out of the room for like three or four minutes, and come back, and then find another area and work that, and it's a very goes very slowly, but I have found that for me works
mm-hmm.
nicely, better than trying to get. A massage. I've turned into kind of a massage snob, I'm afraid.
Mm. But I think you have the right, since you kind of know a little bit about it. You know?
Yeah. So that's the kind of therapy that I use, and
along with my
other stuff. Yeah.
Well, I hadn't heard about the last one that you just shared with us, but to your point about long, gentle strokes, I remember I went to a massage therapist, and at the time I thought I needed a deep tissue massage, but she didn't give me that.
Mm-hmm.
She gave me a very gentle massage, and my hip was really bothering me before I had the massage. So I was thinking, okay, this is not going to be deep enough. I mean, it was relaxing, but I'm thinking, I really need something deeper, but I didn't say anything. And then after
mm-hmm.
she finished, I got up and was like, my hip doesn't hurt. She didn't even do that much. What happened? You know. So I thought about it. I was like, oh, it doesn't have to be as intrusive for it to be effective.
Exactly.
So that was
a
great lesson.
It is. You know, I've had clients come in to see me after they've had kind of a rough massage, and they can be bruised, and that is just wrong.
Doesn't make sense.
For
somebody. Right.
Yeah, that's too traumatic for the body. And but sometimes even a nice gentle effleurage massage, and you think, oh, yeah, like that did anything. And then you get home or you get up the next morning and you're like, oh, my gosh. But with any body work, make sure that you drink plenty of water before and after, because it's all about flushing stuff out. Mm-hmm.
Right.
No matter which, you know, type of massage it is.
Right, because if you don't have enough fluids, it kind of gets stuck in your system, correct?
Exactly. And then you're stuck with, you know, more trash in the body. And
right.
None of us
right.
need any of that. Even when we're eating a really good, clean, green, live diet, and we're still drive places in traffic, and that can cause stress, which can cause trash in your body from
mm-hmm.
just a, you know, stressful driving conditions and the air that is available to us. So we've got plenty of keeping our bodies busy.
Right. And I remember this was after, you know, my my mentor and holistic doctor, Dr. Pukramet, said that I needed to take diatomaceous earth. And walk in your office and you have this sign. I'm like, oh, she knows about this too? And it was really helpful because you gave me the printout that kind of pulled everything together. So that was very, very helpful. So before we wrap it up, could you tell us a little bit about that particular resource that a lot of people aren't aware of?
Oh, the diatomaceous earth?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, diatomaceous earth is, you can get it in, it usually comes like in a, maybe not quite of a gallon-sized jar, but that's, you get it, and it's hard to find at the stores, health food stores around here, I think because a lot of people don't know what it is and how beneficial it is that a lot of the health food stores carry it, but you can order it online.
Right,
and
right.
You look at it and it looks kind of like powdered chalk, and you put like a tablespoon or two, maybe work up to those amounts. Maybe start with a teaspoon, and then if you're feeling, if it's not causing any kind of gastrointestinal issues, you can just keep increasing it until you're taking about a tablespoon or two tablespoons a day. And it's what it is teeny tiny little fossils that are so fine that it looks like chalk. And you take that and it acts as like the scrubbing bubbles inside your colon, and any kind of trash or junk that's been hanging around in your colon for a long time will start getting removed. And then there's something about the fossilized, the little fossils that they have a negative electric charge to them. So when they're going through the body, they are helping to release the acidic charge in the colon and make it more of a alkaline charge, which then helps that soaks up the then that stuff can get released, and the it also helps with heavy metals, the diatomaceous earth.
That's important.
It is. I can't remember what the name of the website is out there, but there's some folks that all they do is sell diatomaceous earth, and they have a little flyer, part of which I gave to you that time, and it talks about all the things that it helps with, and it's like everything. So every now and then, I'll do a course of it. I'll take it for a month or two, put it in my smoothie or in some water with some powdered electrolytes or something, and drink that just because it's going to clean out parasites. It's going to clean out old trash hanging to the walls of the colon, and it helps with the heavy metals. It's just a good little maintenance thing. And I don't think it gets, it doesn't get enough attention for what it is.
No,
it seems too simple.
And, I have, I think the bag I have is a 5-pound bag. It'll last me forever because you don't take much of it. And it's really inexpensive. So
very affordable.
Yeah, I tell a lot of people that are having different types of ailments or conditions about it. And it's just so inexpensive. I've shared, mine with I don't know how many people because there's so much of it. So, So I really do appreciate that information you compiled to, you made it simple, and I've given it out so many times. So I really do appreciate that.
Oh, good.
So I
hope
that you will come back at another time because there's another subject I would love to talk with you about. And that has to do with bees and actually is a bee farmer. That's a whole nother subject, but just as interesting. So, and I appreciate you sharing, you know, wealth of information. And even though, you know, what I'm finding, the older I get and wiser, hopefully, is that so many things are connected. So even though the bees may seem like another subject, it's really all connected to everything when it comes to health and wellness and our environment and how we feel and emotions and all that. So I can't wait until the next interview and you will share with us about beekeeping and your flowers and all these wonderful things and even the duck eggs.
Oh, yes.
We have a lot to talk about.
Absolutely. But, well, I'd be happy to come again, and thanks for letting me talk.
Oh, sure. No problem, and it's been fantastic, and thank you so much, Anne. And thank you all for listening. But, Anne, please tell us, how can people get in contact with you?
Oh, okay. Well, I do have a website, and my phone number, which is always a good way to get hold of me, is 972-890-1354. And here is my.
And you're located in.
I'm located in Richardson, Texas, at the corner of Floyd and Arapahoe. It's 702 West Arapahoe. And my website is anekojan.abmp.com. And I've got a website with a lot of information on it if any of this has struck a chord with somebody and they want to do more research about it. And I'd be happy to talk to anybody who wants to get more information also.
Well, one more time, just give your phone number one more time just in case.
Yes, it is 972-890-1354, Anne Koyon.
Okay, you let me mispronounce your name all this time. You know that,
That's
right?
That's okay. You know, it's a Czech name, you know. There's just a
right.
lot of consonants and not a whole lot of vowels.
Right. Well, thank you for your graciousness, and thank you all for listening. I hope you were inspired. I hope you have information to help you along your path of health and wellness. And if you would like to get in contact with me, please go to my website. It's www.DeborahPeekHaynes.com, and that's DeborahPeekHaynes.com. We will come back to you in really, really soon, and you can hear wonderful things on my podcast, and please share this information with so many other people that may need some inspiration, and let them know that there is help, there's so many resources, and so we look forward to coming to you in the very near future. And thank you again, Anne, and have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thank you, too.
Deborah P. Haynes, here each Tuesday at 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on the Jewel Network, hosted by thejewelnetwork.com, e4medicine.com, and deborahshealingkitchen.com. For our complete broadcast schedule, additional information, and to purchase products, please visit our website at www.thejewelnetwork.com. For our complete broadcast schedule, additional information, and to purchase products, please visit our website at www.thejewelnetwork.com. If you'd like to contact Miss Deborah, please send your email to deborahpkane@juis.education. Follow us on Facebook at Deborah's Healing Kitchen. Thank you.
100 years ago, it was not conceivable that we could control all forms of matter with our thoughts. Hi, I'm Dr. Jewel, and I know that sounds incredible, and together we can explore this and many more incredible scientific realities through my latest book, Straight from the Heart. It's an exciting outpouring of information that you will read and explore over and over again. Get your paperback or ebook copy of Straight from the Heart today at www.thejewelnetwork.net.
This broadcast is under full copyright and trademark protection owned by the House of Jewels. This broadcast in its entirety, nor any part of this broadcast, can be reproduced, copied, transcribed, placed in podcast format, placed into MP3 format, or suspended on any internet digital location without express permission from the House of Jewels, Washington State, USA. To reproduce or suspend this broadcast in any digital location other than the Jewel Network is prohibited, and legal proceedings will follow accordingly. Thank you for listening.